Sandwiched in the strip of water between Taiwan and China is a tiny Taiwanese archipelago called the Penghu Islands. This week, China's Coast Guard began patrols in waters around a nearby Taiwanese island. As NPR's Emily Fang reports, the fishermen who live in Penghu have a front row seat to the tensions between the two places.
Lin Jiatian still remembers the day his life turned upside down. He was a freshman in high school when a fishing boat his family owned became the center of a major Taiwanese scandal. One of the first cases of mainland Chinese fishermen murdering Taiwanese fishermen, that was on my family's boat, he says. The killers were caught, but three of his relatives were dead, killed in international waters, and his family's business was devastated by the fallout. He says it was 1989 when Taiwanese could not employ Chinese fishers, but Taiwan really needed more fishermen, so his family set up operations in international waters and hired Chinese fishers to work there. The killings were a brutal example early in life, he says, of how the lonely job of fishing is often caught up in the complex Taiwan-China relationship. Taiwan executed two Chinese workers, even though the crime they committed was in international waters. But Lin could not get the family's boat back. Now Lin sells fish at one of Penghu's main markets, a job that reminds him daily of the slippery nature of cross-strait tensions with China. Because, he says, this is a competitive game. Both Chinese and Taiwanese fishermen are now vying for dwindling fish stocks. Penghu is best known for its Spanish mackerel. And at this pre-dawn auction, gleaming silver specimens, each more than a yard long, are stacked like logs waiting for the highest bid. One giant fish can go for $60 to $150. Some of it is exported to the U.S. But most of it stays in Taiwan. Fisherman Chen Liangsheng would like to sell more of his fish to China. But he says China now blocks imports of certain species found in Taiwan's waters. As we talk, Indonesian fisherman Chen has hired, packed up dozens of styrofoam boxes of Taiwanese goat fish for export. Chen says they're sending the boxes to Hong Kong, a Chinese-governed region, but which has not blocked the Taiwanese fish. A little workaround they've devised. Next door, fisherwoman Yang Yixian is gutting and drying mackerel for Taiwanese consumers. This is the winter catch, she explains, fished from waters close to Penghu. In the summers, her family's boats travel farther, almost to China's waters. And Chinese fishermen, she says, are sailing farther and farther as well, into Taiwanese waters sometimes, fishing from their fishing stocks, all competing for the same resources. The competition can turn deadly. This month, two Chinese fishermen drowned after being chased out of waters Taiwan said belonged to them. But despite the tensions, Yang says she still hires Chinese fishermen for seasonal work on her family's boats. Though there are fewer Chinese workers this year because they're demanding higher salaries. But they're reliable workers who speak a common language. Plus, out on the water for weeks at a time, Yang says sometimes the only people you'll see are other fishermen from China, a country that is simultaneously competitor, customer, and sometimes colleague. Emily Fang, NPR News, Ma Gong in the Penghu Islands, Taiwan.